This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So what was it like being the female in this group of deviants?
I felt like I was the most deviant out of all of them.
Because?
I just felt like I was wilder and more deviant and everything, and I think Jason was in competition over who was going to be more badass. I mean, or maybe it was just me competing with the guys because I was the girl and I had to prove something.
He did say to you that you bit his lip.
I did. With my teeth in. I was like, oops, sorry, and he started bleeding.
So what was it like filming the sex scene?
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Honestly, it was pretty hot because Jason was, you know, in the scene, and I couldn't have gotten a more attractive person in the scene, so it wasn't very difficult acting that part out. You know, compliment to him, you know, and, you know, no, we were really, I was really in character, so I actually, you know, had a good, it wasn't real or anything. It was very technical, and we had pasties on, and, you know, everything was extremely technical and stuff, but it was easy, it wasn't uncomfortable, and it wasn't like I was with another actor going, ew, his spit tastes funny, and, you know, ew, like, this is not cool, or it was more like, ooh, I get to kiss Jason Bear.
Speaking of kisses, I was curious, you know, getting the best kiss for the TV award, you know, for kissing Jennifer Connelly.
I know.
And Electra, what was, if you gotta tell us, what was that really like?
Kissing Jennifer? I kept thinking, like, how inferior my lips were to compared to her lips. She had the most big, luscious, beautiful lips, and I was like, she's really beautiful lips. So, yeah, she was so nice. Like, she was nice, and we talk about ballet, and we talk about, like, all these different things, you know, deflect what we were doing. And, you know, what was... It was nice, you know, like, she's a nice person, she had good energy, and it wasn't, when I was kissing her, it wasn't, you know, I tried to not make it sexual because it could easily be very tacky on film, and I didn't want to make it cheesy and bring that into the factor, so I made it about, like, purely my intention was to kill her, and so, you know, and maybe I should have made it more sexual. Sometimes I think, I wonder if I would have actually won the award if it was full on sexual, but, you know, I held myself back to be very, you know, typhoid Mary.
How did you get involved with Skinwalkers? You worked with these guys before, is that correct?
I worked on DOA. Yeah. I got Skinwalkers before I started shooting DOA.
Oh, okay.
So I think I was like one of the first ones on Skinwalkers, and I was actually one of the first ones hired on DOA as well. And I felt comfortable with these guys, so I think my audition process, because I felt comfortable with the producers and I felt comfortable with, I don't know, they were very warm and open-armed, and so I think I just gave a better performance than I do normally when I don't know them. Like, I really, you know, it's a comfortability thing. I had bumped into Paul Anderson with Michelle Rodriguez a year prior to that. Never said hello to him or anything, but, like, you know, when you see people, you know, at a restaurant or whatever, then it's kind of, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, wow, okay, you know, I know who you are, instead of showing all your intimate feelings in a room and you don't know anybody and you're like, who are these people? You know, it's a different experience. I mean, the audition process can be very, tricky.
Can you tell us what happened with DOA? At one point, and I don't know if I'm being ignorant here, but at one point, there was a big marketing push on it for it to come out here, and then some trailers, some promotional items, and then it kind of disappeared, and I'm not sure if it even came out.
What
came out?
DOA. DOA was a mess up, basically, marketing-wise. We gave the movie to the Weinstein Company, or the producers did, and they had a deal, and, you know, somebody didn't keep their end of the bargain. And I think if it, you know, the release date was supposed to be way, way sooner, and I just think that there was so much confusion in the marketing, and they should never have released the movies in other countries before. I think U.S. should have been the first country it should have been released in, because we set the pace. America sets the pace. And starting in other areas first was, I don't know, I just think it was like, it just got all messed up.
Plus the market was here for that film.
Yeah, I know. And it kind of like, because we released it in other markets, I think it stirred like a negative spin. You know, it was like, oh, well, you know, they don't get it over there. Like, I don't know, it was just bad, wrong. You know, they released it in the wrong countries at the wrong time, and it should have been America first. But you know, I just don't think that. I don't really know. Like, this is me guessing as an actress, because I really haven't talked to anybody about this, so I'm really, really guessing. I'd be totally wrong. So yeah, that's my observation, but I'm not sure if that's what happened. So,
what can you say about Blood Rain 2? How did you get the part? Obviously, you're replacing another actress from the first film. How did the shooting go?
You know, I saw Uwe at his famous boxing ring thing. And I thought, he's nuts. But, you know, I like nutty people. Like, I really find people who are different and people who, you know, stick their head in our sore thumbs and kind of underdogs in society. I'm like, I always like them a little bit more because they dare to be themselves and they dare to do what other people don't. So that's all. I saw him at the boxing rink and I just shook his hand, and about 2 weeks later I had this email from out of the blue from Uwe Boll saying, "You are Blood Rain." And I thought, no, he goes, "You're going to be in Blood Rain." I thought, oh my God, that's great. I love Christina Loken. She's a friend of mine. And I get to work with Christina Loken. Like, cool, you know. So I'm like, of course I'm going to be in Blood Rain. I'm thinking, I wonder what role I'm going to do. Like, I was just, like, going along with it because I was like, oh, wow, I know these people. And my friend Michelle had been in the movie previously. And, you know. And so, like, about 2 weeks later, I was like, so what's my character's name? And he was like, Rain. I was like, what? So he just kind of, like, it was like he works in this very strange, like, gut instinctual way where he's just, like, he makes up his mind from out of the blue, and that's that. So it was kind of fun having a movie just fall from the sky and plop down onto my lap, and then I realized that Kristana couldn't do it because she was doing Painkiller Jane, which is so ironic because I was on hold to do Painkiller Jane for a month and a half, and she ended up doing Painkiller Jane, and then, like, coincidentally, I you know, did Blood Rain. It was just very, isn't that weird?
A lot of action in that one for you.
In Blood Rain?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of like, it was, you know, the worst part of it was like going into the swamp. I had to go into the swamp and it was freezing cold. It was 10 below zero. It was super, super, super muddy. It was so muddy. Like, there's a part in the movie where I just have to cool, like, walk over to the cowboys. And really the mud is up to here. So we had to stop the takes and do it over and over because it was like, squish, squish. You know, I couldn't walk. That was how thick the mud was. And then our set burnt down. It exploded. It exploded, like, this part of the set from a gas tank that had, you know, I don't know what happened, but it just exploded.
What was the big challenge for you on this one?
On which one?
Was there a big challenge for you on this one, Skinwalkers?
I think the challenge on Skinwalkers was that I was the only girl in the group of guys. And, you know, I felt a very strange... I got a really weird understanding of the dynamics between men and women in society through filming with three other guys and being the only girl and seeing how guys were when they were together in a pack, and then you were kind of like the girl. So it was kind of, I had to fight for my scenes. I had to fight for keeping, you know, my power and my character, because, you know, guys like to dominate women and be domineering, but the character was, my character was one of the dominating, more dominating than the men except for Beric. We were like equal. And so she was totally alpha female, and I had to fight to hold and contain my character within a group of guys, which was, you know, made, you know, Sonya very upset and aggressive, and, you know, at the same time, the story and the dynamics between human beings, like men and women, it was like, I just learned a lot about people.
We had such a negative reputation amongst genre fans.
Yeah.
When you accepted Blood Rain 2, as an actress, how does that affect your decision to take a part and work with a particular director or actress who kind of has a lot of baggage?
Well, I know there's a stigma to it because people judge people, and you know, your kind of like association, you know, comes into play, like when you're associated with certain things. But I don't judge people, and I like the script, even though it did change towards the end because we had to rush the project. The project was supposed to be shot in January, and we all of a sudden had to shoot it much sooner because of technicalities and people's schedules and stuff. So, you know, working with Uwe, first of all, he was one of the funnest directors to work for because of his humor and his mood and the way he treats people. It's very family oriented, and he's just really fun. You know, do I expect to do like a great, great product? You know, doing a movie with him, did I expect that? I thought it was a possibility, you know, if everybody on the crew worked well together. I think I've seen Postal, which he's done, and I think he did a spectacular job on it. Like I've never seen, I think it's probably one of his best works. And I think Uwe's brain just has a different flavor to it because he's from Germany, and it translates differently amongst our culture. So what his taste is, which comes from Germany, is just a little different than ours. So to me, I'm just like, I looked at the character Blood Rain and what I wanted to experience through my character. I wasn't thinking about results. I was just thinking about the journey. And I like this person. I got a good vibe from him. And I know that the genre fans can be extremely critical because they are perfectionists and they have a lot of passion for making the best movie possible. You know, but with like a $4 million budget, there's only so much you can do. So, you know, not every movie is like Blood Rain number one. It could have been a lot better, but the conditions in Romania and the crew working on Blood Rain 1 were completely inexperienced in Romania. It was very difficult to tell the crew what to do. So there were a lot of things that didn't flow as well. And so it looks bad on Uwe, but, you know, it was also the conditions in the crew. Like, it was like, how many times do you explain, roll the camera this way, roll the camera that, before they get it, you know? So there's all these, like, factors that come into play under movie making, like conditions, weather, you know, like Blood Rain 2, you know, so difficult to even speak because it was 10 below zero. And, you know, it was like chattering, okay, I'm a chatter, okay, all right, you know, action. So, you know, it was, you know, all these things come into play, and it's very difficult. Like, it's not easy making every movie.
Thank you. Can you tell us what you're working on next?
I'm working on a movie in New York called Manslaughter. It's kind of cool. It has a very, like, plot that evolves and evolves, and it gets more and more layered.
Okay. Thank you.